That's basically the legal side of the matter. If the World Court ever reaches the substance of the issue, I don't think there's much doubt about how it'll be decided. However, there are a lot of pressures on the World Court not to try to evade it somehow, as you can imagine. The big countries, the United States, Britain, others, are pressing the World Court very hard to avoid the issue. And if any of you are lawyers, you know that part of your training is to be able to prove that 2 and 2 is 6 any time that your client tells you to. So there's all kind of ways in which you can show, just like, you know, the congressional legislation means the opposite of what it says, you can show that international law means the opposite of what it says, or you can find some procedural issue to avoid it, and it's possible the World Court may do that. These are not legal decisions. These are political decisions. They have to do with pressures and power. If there's enough focus on the World Court, primarily here, the one country in the world that really matters, then the World Court will find it much easier to reach a decision on the substance. And that's important, not only for this case, but because of the implications elsewhere. Incidentally, I should say that, again, Australia is not the United States. Australia, if the court case goes against Australia, they'll probably abide by it, unlike the United States, which just laughs at the World Court. The World Court decision, which identified the Friendly Relations Treaty as the core of international law, was the 1986 decision condemning U.S. aggression against Nicaragua, which, of course, the United States just laughed at. In fact, it was condemned all over the press and by, you know, educated people and so on as discrediting the United Nations. Take a look at the coverage. Discredited the United Nations because they dared to condemn the United States for what they called unlawful use of force in its attack against Nicaragua and the illegal economic warfare. Congress reacted to the World Court decision by that sharply increasing military aid to the Contras, including the Liberal Democrats, I should say. But Australia isn't the United States. It's not a dedicated criminal state like we are. And there's also a popular, you know, there's enough popular feeling in Australia that they probably couldn't get away with it. Here they could get away with it to the applause of everyone, liberals, you know, mainstream, everyone else. That's our problem, you know, not the world's problem, but because it's our problem. So if the decision goes against Australia, they'll probably abide by it, and that will make a big difference. So that's another issue. I think this thing should be made very public, as much as possible.